Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy you're here. Today I'm going to be talking about how to make blended families work for your relationship and the children. One of the first things that children struggle with when their parents separate is to adapt to the different homes, the different rules and schedules. They often wonder who will they see, when, and where all their stuff will be. They naturally want to be close to their friends and prefer the home with the most freedom the older that they get. Most children want their parents to be happy and will settle after an initial period of separation, provided that they are shown love and attention by both parents. However, when step-parents and step-brothers and step-sisters are introduced, it can be like reliving the pain of the breakup again, where fears of losing their parents' love and attention, losing their parents' care, worry that they're not important anymore or they'll be discarded, can flood them. That being said, the idea behind having a blended family can be an amazing thing when you really think about how lovely it is to bring families together, to create big, happy families. Unfortunately, the reality can be quite different, as bringing up two different families together under one roof is an extremely delicate and complicated process, as the blended family comes with separated biological parents, step-parents, biological extended families, extended step-family members. There's a whole lot more people to consider. There are lots of feelings, opinions, and personalities that need to be taken into consideration when joining two and sometimes three or four families together. Today I'm going to talk about a series of things that are directly related to blended families, including the main issues that come up time and time again when I support individuals to turn their relationship around or couples, as well as the support I do with parents when they are separating. I'll be sharing these five main areas and giving some tools and some guidance so you can move forward as a happier unit. So the first one is either the new husband or the new wife doesn't have any children, so they don't know what it's like to raise a child, and they don't really know what to do with children in terms of how to relate to them or how to build a relationship with them. And this can then leave the partner feeling upset, frustrated, alone. It can also leave the children to feel confused because they are looking for maybe that step-parent influence on them, and then they're not having that. Sometimes someone who doesn't know how to have children and be around children, they may be being distant, not engaging, and this can cause an issue between couples. So for the biological parent, it's important to prepare your new partner beforehand so they are aware of your children's personalities, what they like and dislike, and get them really educated on what family like looks like for your children. What routines are they used to? What are their favourite activities? How best to talk to them when they are playing up or misbehaving? This way your partner and the children are not taken off guard when they begin to live together. And your partner also has a heads up on how they can make a real effort with their new stepchildren. As a step-parent, it's so more important to understand when you're moving in with someone that has children from a previous relationship, that those children are going to be a huge part of your relationship because they're a huge part of your partner's life. And so there will be need adjustments being made. And again, it's really important to talk about these in order for you to have a healthy, happy relationship and family home. You'll have to make a huge effort to build the relationship with the children in a different way to just meeting them at the beginning. When you just meet them, take them out for a day, or you're taking them on holiday, that is completely different to the day-to-day, I was going to say grind, that maybe isn't a very positive word to use, but that day-to-day routine, you know, school, homework, they're tired, they're hungry, they're stressed, you know, all of that factors in. They're restless. And so how to deal with that? Seeing them every day, dealing with the day-to-day activities. So of course you want to ask more questions about your stepchildren, really how you can make that transition comfortable for you, comfortable for them, and of course your partner. Look at what parenting looks like for them, what they need, and this avoids those awkward situations coming up later on. I ask couples to individually share their ideal morning routine, unwind routine, evening routine, bedtime routine, and the weekend. I really focus on these five routines because once you get the routines right, the rest of the day goes well, the rest of the week goes well. Start off in the morning, good morning routine, all the family having their own things they're doing, working together. If that goes smoothly, the day is going to be better. Same when they get in from school, same when you go through the dinner and bath time and bedtime, same couple time for you in the evening. And then there's the Saturday routine or the Sunday routine. Like, how do you want that to be? What's your ideals? And then making plan together. Once you do this, expectations can be set. Because some people also need that unwinding time, which I'll talk about later, time to themselves. So the way that the week is planned will need to have family bonding time, couple bonding time, individual space. Role expectations are also key to be shared. Who is going to be doing these activities? Do you want your new partner to be doing the homework? Do you want them to be getting involved with the bath times? Do you want them to be helping children with problems? Like, what exactly do you hope for? And then sharing, if you're not comfortable doing something, making that really clear. I once worked with a mum who, she found it very difficult to accept her stepson. And as he was like sort of getting older, he was like 14, and was getting older, she didn't feel comfortable giving him affection. And it was a real struggle in the relationship because the dad was really like, my son needs affection. She felt like as he was getting older, like cuddling him, it didn't feel comfortable for her. So we worked that through and found a solution. The second is both partners have children from previous marriages and are trying to create one big family unit. However, the ex-husband or ex-wife does not allow the step-parent to discipline their children, or the children will not listen and accept the new step-parent. So this is really a lot of things when people reach out to me and they say, okay, we're not getting on with our ex, she's causing problems, they're not listening to me, and they're getting stressed by this. And so ideally you want to make sure that you have a real peaceful relationship with your ex. You want to be firm and friendly. And why firm? Firm means not allowing your boundaries to be crossed, being agreeing some boundaries between you, agreeing that you're not going to be bad-mouthing one another, agreeing that you're going to be co-parenting in a positive way for the children. Because children thrive when their parents are aligned, when they're getting on, and when they support each other. Also, you want to agree with your partner, your ex, when is the right time to introduce a new person and getting them comfortable with that. Also discussing, what is the new step-parent relationship? Are you happy for them to discipline the children or not? Are you happy for them to do certain things or not? Like, this needs to be discussed. Ideally, the more flexible you are, the more loving you are, the more you focus on the best interests of the children rather than control and power, the children are going to be happier and you're both going to be happier. Sometimes people want to really micromanage what their ex-husband or wife can do and what their ex-wife's partner can do or ex-husband's partner can do. And this, it just creates a whole lot of drama that maybe doesn't need to be there. If they trust their ex, then they hopefully can trust their ex to choose the right person for them that will also keep up the good standards. It's also crucial to speak highly of one another. Bad mouthing is horrible for children to hear. No one wants to hear negative things about their family. And children will be confused, where do their loyalties lie? If you're taking sides, if you're asking them to take sides, if you're saying anything negative about their new family. It's really important to keep things calm, to discuss issues exactly when they happen, not to let them build, doing it in a calm way, and making sure that you make time to keep your friendship with your ex going. Because if there's not that friendship there, it's when difficulties can happen. As a step-parent, it's important for you to try and form a relationship with your partner's or husband's or wife's ex-partner, as much as with your stepchildren. I say this because your stepchildren will always be, of course, connected to their biological parent. So the more that you can build a friendship as well with their ex, it's just going to be good for the whole family. Now, of course, that's not always possible. But if it is, that's always the ideal. The children will also respond better to you if they can see that their mum or dad likes you. Their mum or dad respects you, values your opinion, and you're all working together to make the relationship great. The third thing I wanted to talk about is where the stepchildren are playing up and rejecting the new family unit, or they're bad-mouthing the step-parent themselves. So firstly, we must always remember that no relationship will be created overnight. It will take a lot of time, effort and energy to rebuild a new family setup. Both parents and stepchildren have to go through a period of adjustments to their new roles and new personalities within the family. So it's natural to expect some hiccups along the way. If you notice that your children are struggling to accept your new partner and or their children, it will be helpful to have a conversation with each child away from the family home to discuss their worries and concerns. It will let them know that even though you have found a new partner, that they are still your priority and that their feelings matter. This will also help you to get to the bottom of their behaviour and help you to overcome these issues. As a step-parent, having to deal with children bad-mouthing you or not listening to you can be really frustrating. However, please remember that you and your husband or wife are in this together. So have a conversation with your partner privately and figure out a plan of action together. Remember that every family has its ups and downs, but if you're honest with yourself, your partner, and your stepchildren, then you have a better chance of building a healthy relationship. Also, it's important for children to see that adults are learning how to be the best step-parent they can be, that they're adjusting, that they're wanting to know how they're feeling, how the child is feeling. And they know that it's not just them that have to adjust to this new life, but that their step-parent and their mother or father is also making an effort to learn and grow together. Compassion and love is key here. Children act out from feeling insecure, sad, or fearful. The two most common types of reactions when children are struggling and may need extra support is shutting down, where they want to isolate themselves in their room, they don't want to engage, they just want to be alone, maybe they've lost interest in their friends or doing any family activities. This is a sign, okay, maybe they need some support. On the other hand, sometimes children go outwards and their behaviour becomes aggressive. They're shouting, misbehaving, trying to get attention by playing up and being naughty. So helping children through this, either yourselves or getting some support to help you, can be key. When my sister's marriage broke up, her 10-year-old son really was struggling, and he was very aggressive. He would lie, he would say different things to play them off against each other, and he also got into loads of fights at school. And this was because he had so much built up anger, hurt, frustration, loneliness. And so having a therapist which got him to do some drawings and express his anger and do that kind of work really started to make a shift in him, which really helped. And lastly, I just want to say that if children sense that there is a discord between the two of you, they may try their luck and create issues for you. Secretly, they may hope that you break up so that they can have the parent all to themselves, or they may hope that their old family might get back together if you two aren't in a relationship anymore. So sometimes they will have motives and they may do spiteful or hurtful things. And so, again, coming together as a team, working as a family is the only way really forward with this, rather than letting resentment build, not saying anything, letting it build and build and build, or not addressing it and reacting and not really coming up with a change. Because when things are not going well, there needs to be some kind of shift. The fourth one I want to talk about is where a new step-parent struggles to love their stepchildren as much as he or she loves their biological children. So this is a really difficult one. It's come up a lot with the people I'm helping to turn their relationship around by themselves. And they will just share with me that they just cannot love their stepchild as much as their own. And I often say to them that you want to be loving and caring and kind to your stepchildren as much as you can. You need to keep things consistent and fair and not to put any pressure on yourself. It's natural for many people that they don't have that same kind of love, especially straight away, because you need to build a relationship with them. You need to build a bond with them. You need to spend time with them. Just like building a relationship in our romantic lives, we need to build a relationship with the children that could be coming in or are coming into our lives. So it's having to get to know them as individuals, appreciating their personalities, finding out what they like, what they don't like, connecting with them. And it's okay to not have exactly the same kind of love. So releasing that guilt. Because if you look up guilt in the English dictionary, guilt means intending to harm someone. Here you're not intending to harm someone. You're just not feeling exactly the same. As long as you show love and make an effort to connect and to make them feel special and loved and cared for, that is all that matters. And like I mentioned, arranging one-on-one time to foster that bond, doing activities together, really gives you a chance to get to see each other in that fun, happy light rather than just in the home if there's stress around what needs to be done or cleaning the messy room and things like that. Also, allow things to flow naturally and don't try and force anything. Focus on building traditions and rituals as a family, creating that safe place where they can talk to you about any of their feelings, and doing your best, as well as seeing the best in the family. And what do I mean by that? Well, when we see the best in children, when we see the best in our ex, when we see the best in our partner, they're going to raise their standards. When we think the worst, we create this negative cycle, we see more negative things. And then this is where people come to me where they're feeling anxious or stressed or not sure whether to stay or leave their relationship. They're feeling really lost. And so the first thing I do, of course, I give them practical tips and communication skills, relationship skills and tools to turn things around. But I also give them a mindset shift, helping them shift their negativity so they're feeling better. They're not carrying any negative energy with them, so they can really take leaps and bounds forward in their life. The fifth thing is children are causing problems between the biological parents and the step-parent. Now, this is common with any breakup, with any separation, with any divorce, where children may play their parents off against each other. Children will do as much as you let them to do, and they may want to cause a wedge between you and the new partner, between you and your ex. Children will always want to be in the home where they have the most freedom, where they can break the rules, where they can eat in their bedrooms, where they can play outside as late as they want, where they can have money, where they can watch TV or be on their iPads or their screens. They will always want more and more, have more sweets, have more sugar, have more treats. And they may say, I'm allowed to do this with this parent. I don't have a bedtime with this parent. I'm allowed to go here. I'm allowed to do this. And so this is where the surefire way from stop this from happening is having open, honest discussions as a family, ideally, so that everyone is aware of what's expected, what are the rules together. Now, of course, you're going to want to add your own personality to your parenting. You're not going to want to be following exactly what your ex-husband or wife wants. But the more you can agree on the principles, on some of the rules, you'll really be supporting your children, because they know, okay, bedtime is this time. I'm allowed this kind of treat or sweet. I'm allowed to go here, but I'm not allowed to go here. You know, the more you give children that structure, the more they thrive, because children love security, they love safety. And after a breakup, they're often having fears and anxiety because of the breakup. You know, they want to know what's happening when. They want to feel like they understand reasons behind the rules, and they understand, like, okay, this is the way that family life is. So if you can, having a regular family meeting, talking about things, plans, schedules, how they're feeling, what's going on for them, is lovely. Of course, that is a complete utopia for a lot of people. They're like, Nicola, you're talking in la-la land here. There's no way I'm going to speak to my ex and have them speak, be in the same room with my current partner. Or sometimes people will say, like, we just wouldn't feel comfortable doing that. So email exchanges or WhatsApp exchanges or phone calls sometimes can suffice. And this has to be ideally having the new partner and the ex together if you can. If not, then relaying back that information. But definitely co-parenting comes with good communication and flexibility. So you want to have your rules and agreements. You also want to have a deal of flexibility and being happy and positive towards one another, speaking kindly towards one another, understanding each other's frustrations, and agreeing on what is the best for the children. Also, if any incidents occur, the essential thing to do is to take a time out and then find a time to calmly and collectively discuss what the solutions are. Reacting in the moment, whether it's the step-parent reacting or the other parent reacting, and not thinking things through can cause a lot of stress and pain. So you want to make sure that you are talking privately away from the children. Okay, this is what happened. These are the solutions and things like that. You don't often have to deal with things right then and there. It's far better to address things when you're in a calmer, more peaceful state. Blending two families together takes adjustment. However, with a clear and open communication, it makes it easier to build healthy, loving relationships. It's also crucial to create couple time, family time, individual space time. Some couples forget to have date nights and all their time together is with the children. Or due to being so busy, they neglect their self-care time. Having dedicated couple and personal space will have positive effects on everybody within the household. If you do find that you are really struggling, then there is no shame in seeking professional help. This may be especially useful in situations where the ex-husband or ex-wife passed away and the children are still dealing with their death, or the ex-husband or ex-wife is being extremely difficult and is interfering in your relationship or interfering a lot with the children when they're under your care in an aggressive or difficult way, or where the ex-husband or ex-wife doesn't want to have any relationship with their children. And the children are sad and longing, and they just want their parent all to themselves. They just don't want the step-parent in the picture at all. They don't want the stepchildren in the picture at all. They just want their one parent, and that's all they want. And they will do everything they can to just have that parent. So all of these things can, of course, affect a couple. Making sure that your relationship is not neglected, making sure that your self-care, healthy eating, exercise, good habits is not neglected will really support you to support the children and to support, of course, your relationship. When we let things slide, they don't get better over time, they get worse over time. And so agreeing on changing any area that's not currently supporting you is essential. Often I get hired by one person in the relationship to turn their relationship around. One person says to me, Nicola, I can't handle this anymore. I don't know how to deal with the children. I don't know how to deal with my partner. What can I do? And we will go through tools and strategies and tips to communicate in a different way, to bring about change, to create a positive atmosphere in the home, to get out of any depression or sadness or stuckness, so that they can really paint that really positive picture. Because the worst thing you can do is to stay feeling stuck. You know, I always say to people that come for my depression support, what is the difference between someone that has depression and someone that has problems? I found this when I was 21. And I thought, okay, a person with problems, yes, life is bad. They've got these problems. It's not good. But the person with depression, they have these problems. Life isn't good. They're feeling stressed, whatever they're feeling, down. And they don't have a way out. Person with depression has the same problems, but they do not see a way out. They have not got any hope that things can get better. So when people come to me like that, I'm like, right, let's plan your way out. What would your way out look like? What needs to happen? What's your goal, first of all? Start with the goals. What do you really want to happen in your relationship life over the next 3 to 6 months? What do you want to happen in your personal life over the next 3 to 6 months? What do you want to happen in your professional life over the next 3 to 6 months? What do you want to happen with your health and your body over the next 3 to 6 months? We go through all of that. And sometimes if someone wants spiritually. And so we look at that and then we start getting with the goals and then we start taking actions. And it's like they can start to feel, especially when it comes to the relationship, okay, things don't have to stay how they are. Often we get down in our relationships, we get frustrated, we get resentful, and all of that because we cannot see a way out. And so creating a plan, whether it's learning new relationship skills, communication skills, all things like that really, really helps. So if you're interested in finding that way out and getting some support and getting some new tools, then do take advantage of my 2 free Facebook groups that I've got running at the moment. One is a relationship one, where we talk, well, I give a talk every week, a live Q&A, where people ask me questions. There's a different topic each week. At the moment, affair live Q&As are very popular, so I'm doing a lot of affair ones. There's also one coming up about how to keep the reconnection alive. I'm interviewing a dating expert on how she creates really special activities for couples to go on dates, either in the home or outside of the home. And I'll also be talking about communication and all these other things. So join the group. It's absolutely free. Just search relationship tips and advice, Nicola Beer, into your Facebook. And then my group will come up. You can join. As I said, it's free. In the library inside the group, there's lots of free resources, meditations, tools. So I'd love you to join me in there. If you'd like to, please do come along. And I also have my dancing one, which is called Vinana Dance Party, which is V-I-N-A-N-A, Vinana. And that basically means life force in Sanskrit. This is a dancing group, so you don't have to be a dancer to join. It is just literally where I do a special process where we feel our emotions, we shake off any low vibe energy, we dance freely using some breath work, and then we do a meditation at the end. So if you like yoga, if you like freestyle dancing, if you used to go clubbing, you might enjoy it. Check it out. Again, it's free. And I do a live video every week or a recorded video every week. and there's like 40 ones you can choose from already inside the group, and there's 23 meditations inside the group. So this is me giving back and wanting to help, because I know when I've gone through difficult times in my life, whether it's through my relationships or through other struggles, I've really found that dancing freely has really helped me get out of my monkey mind into a higher place and just lifted my whole mood. Plus, it's something that all the family can do if you like to do the dancing. So that's enough from me today. Last thing I just want to leave you with is it's really key to be kind to yourself through blending with a new family. There are, of course, different dynamics, different personalities. It's not going to be perfect all the time. It's progress, not perfection. So if you're progressing, if you feel you're learning more, you're growing more, your children are learning more and growing more, you're adapting, this is all we can hope for. It's like, yes, we are coming together and making things better bit by bit. If you really want to fast track that, of course, you can get a coach to support you. And if you have any questions about that, you can go to my website and book a free 30-minute relationship support session, and I'll be more than happy to walk you through what that might look like. So from my heart to yours, thanks again for listening. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.